I remember last year, that's pretty exciting when A&M and Arkansas were playing football over there at Bazillion Dollar Jerry World.
Right.
And right there next door, they're playing, still playing baseball.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. They were playing in the American League Championship.
Was kind of fun.
Yeah, because I think both events got out at about the same time, as I recall.
Football game got out first because I was watching the basketball game and the baseball game, and it was funny. After the A&M Arkansas game was over, you start to see Rangers ballpark getting populated more and more with people in maroon shirts.
I remember when I left that football stadium. It was the first time I'd been to that football stadium, and I knew which lot I was in, but I didn't know where it was when I walked out of the stadium.
Collin County.
Yeah, so I asked I had nice parking, let's say that. But I asked one of the attendants, I said, okay, which way is lot, double G? And she said, that way. So I went that way. Well, she meant the other way. So I did a lap around Cowboys Stadium. That was a lot of fun.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I went all the way around.
And again, if anybody hasn't been to that stadium, really, I don't know what the traffic will be like after the game on Sunday, but it won't be anything like that. Just because pretty much when you get out of the parking lot at Kyle.
Right.
You can get going someplace. I mean,
exactly.
I think I was 20 minutes before I was going more than 30 miles an hour. I mean, it's crazy up there. I mean, if you want to do that, then that's great. We want you to, but wow.
And complimenting Texas A&M, and I'm sure there's people that have their own horror stories on that, but you talk about, 80,000 people leaving, mostly at the same time, from a stadium that has no big freeways around it and stuff like that. It's a pretty efficient deal that they've got going, I think, don't you?
What, here?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty efficient deal.
When you can leave, and as you said, no major freeways or anything like that, when you can leave, and frankly, let's talk about what really matters, and that's how long does it take me to get home?
Exactly.
And when I can be home, and now that I've switched parking, it takes me longer to get home, but I can still be home in usually 30, maybe 45 minutes.
Right. I leave about an hour after the game, and it takes me about 20 minutes. So,
for anybody who's, and again, think about this, please. For anybody who lives south of 2818, if you've used Welborn Road before to get there, going up by the Bushatorium and that way, consider that's going to be a real problem this first time.
Well, people are going to be confused, especially people coming in from Houston that use Welborn to get into the city.
Yeah,
they're going to be...
Because they may not have been here since last year. Yeah. And when they get there.
Just remember to get on 2818, go under the bridge and turn right. Yeah. There you go. That's your clue.
It's to go down Texas Avenue and turn left and don't even be near that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's another story. Hello!
College Station Police Department Motor Division is responsible for getting everybody off campus. They do a great job.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. There you go. Just as long as Chase said, just so we can get
home. Yeah, I really don't care what time you get home.
Yeah, we're hoping.
I care what time I get home.
Yeah, hoping for the best. Hey, I'll text you.
Yeah, you'll be home before I will.
Yeah, because I get that first elevator.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I've seen you knock old ladies out of the way.
Yeah. You go down with the assistant.
Excuse me, coming through.
Scott goes down with the assistant coaches, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah.
He'd go down with the media at 6 minutes left in the game if he could.
Yeah. Give him a wireless mic.
All right. Here you go. Burt Reynolds has told OK Magazine. I know because I've
still
got
alive.
A subscription. Yeah. He says he never had a facelift.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Bert, who is now 75, admits he did have eye surgery back in the mid-80s. But it was because, quote, for one, I almost went blind because I got black powder in my eye. Also, I had terrible sacs under my eyes from many fist fights. My eyes were not in form anymore, and so I had that corrected. But he said, no facelift. By the way, didn't talk about his hairpiece either.
Yeah, really?
I am just how you see me. I am exactly the way you think I am. Yeah, okay, fine. So we have a little thing here on tailgating since the football game does include that for a good number of people.
Mm-hmm.
And repeating what Mike Caruso said, if you go and you cook out, go ahead and take a fire extinguisher with you.
Yeah.
Howsomever, don't use it if you don't have to, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, okay. No practical joking
with
it.
We don't need to be doing that. Don't look at that, man. But I'm sure it'll happen anyway.
Yeah.
And now they're gonna be places where you can fill up your water bottle. You can bring in a water bottle of any size. Is that right?
Right? Yeah,
does that include a dolly with a 5-gallon jug?
Yes. Yeah.
Set it in the aisle. That would be perfect.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. My wife will be along. She's carrying the 5-gallon jug.
That's right. Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Pick it up.
Dollar waiting on a dime here.
Right. You think that's heavy or something?
You get too far behind me, text. I won't know where you are.
That's my wife sloshing back there behind us. Yeah.
But apparently you'll be able to take in a water container of some reasonable size, and you'll be able to fill it up, which is a good thing. That's good for them to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And since, again, kicking off at 6:30, it won't be warm.
Oh, no.
No,
it'll be hot.
Yeah,
well,
that's a good point.
Well,
go
outside tonight at 6:30, and you get an idea what it's going to be, I guess.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's probably right. 70-year-old doctor has become the oldest person to swim the English Channel. Did you hear me? I said 70.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be doing at 70?
Watching people swim the English Channel.
Roger Alsop set a new world record for 71-year-olds.
Now,
I
what
guess
could
so.
That be? What was it like?
Yeah.
2 days? I mean.
Yeah. What was it? The month of August?
But that's always important. That's always important is find a record that you can beat.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that you may be able to keep for a while and then go for it. Oh, newsflash. Wait, here we go. Here's a study for you. College students are not getting enough sleep.
How much we pay for that one?
Yeah, that's right.
Nor
radio guys.
Yeah, let's see. And today would be a good example because last night was the first Thursday of the new semester, right?
Yes, it's true.
And it's a game weekend, so the partying started last night.
Of course.
Right.
And I just wonder what the concentration or the percentage of absences is at those 8 o'clock that are about to start here in 15 minutes.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
They're freshmen, too.
That's right.
You know, because there aren't any seniors who have 8 o'clock classes.
Right. No,
yeah,
no.
They're
right.
Freshmen.
But no, all the freshmen will be there because they don't drink.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, what they're finding...
Almost kept a straight face.
Yeah, you did. And actually, what they may be finding is that they realize which bus stops actually point to the east. You know, which ones you have to be looking into the sun waiting on the bus to show up, and you're going, man, this sucks. Anyway, this is from the University of Arizona. The researchers say that college freshmen are not getting enough sleep. There was one useful side to the study. Apparently, college kids think their sleep is better than it is. Oh, is that right? Better than it is. Because, I mean, going ahead and crashing at 3:30 in the morning is a smart thing when you have an 8 o'clock class.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma City man, we've talked about this, and somebody finally did it. An Oklahoma City man says that he was doing a good deed when he was arrested and cited for mowing his yard and a neighbor's yard last Friday morning at 4:30. Well, look, I mean, it's hot out there.
Yeah.
Phil Ray Gage. Phil Ray.
Phil Ray.
Oh, Phil Ray.
Phil Ray.
Is that one word?
No.
Phil Ray?
No. It at least has a space in it here. Phil Ray Gage was arrested on a complaint of disturbing the peace after a neighbor called police to report him for mowing at 4:30. But again, I mean, if that's when it's reasonable, and you're gonna have to weed eat after that.
Yeah,
I mean,
and get the blower out.
Yeah. But most of all, the blower you got to do that.
Yeah,
I mean, talked about it.
The edger kicking up some sparks.
Yeah. Right, weed up against that wooden fence next to your
neighbor.
Senior loses their.